What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly, and this is another episode in our Timeless Advice series. This also comes from our second Restaurant Owners Uncorked book, which we self-published in 2017, and this is from Steve Palmer. You may have heard of Steve. He's, I don't know how he does all the stuff that he does. He owns Indigo Road Hospitality Group out of Charleston. When we interviewed him, I think 5 years ago, he had been an owner since 2009. I think we interviewed him in 2016. They had, I think, 14 locations across 11 concepts in about five or six different cities. They've probably got twice as that, maybe even more than twice as many as that now. They have just grown leaps and bounds. Steve also co-founded Ben's Friends. If you don't know about Ben's Friends, I highly recommend checking that out. For folks that have suffered substance abuse issues in the industry, which is a big issue, and it's a great group that helps folks that have been through that. He wrote a book called Saying Grace, talked about how the restaurant industry has saved his life twice. Phenomenal book. So Steve Palmer, wise guy, very successful guy, very humble guy when I spoke to him. But this was just a great piece of advice. We closed the interview with this. And I was asking him about advice for people getting into the industry. So I said, what would you tell somebody that's looking to get into the business? And he says, quote, I would say to somebody that wants to own a restaurant, go work in one first. No matter if it's for 6 months or a year, just go wait tables. Even if you've been successful in some other business. There are two kinds of people that get into the business and have it come up through the ranks. There's pure investors, and I have those, and they leave me alone to run the day-to-day. So that's one kind of ownership. They see it as a business opportunity, and I think all the folks that have been kind enough to invest in me have some level of romanticism about the industry. But then I see people that have never been in it, and they have put their money in it, and then they want to be hands-on with it with no experience. I'm not going to say you can't be successful because I know people that have been. If you're going to get into the business with no previous work experience, so make sure you're hiring the right people. The people that have been at it a long time, and then allow them to do their jobs. The restaurant business from an investment point of view can be a very painful one. Our failure rate is still pretty darn high. I see people that have invested in a restaurant and for whatever reason they didn't do their homework on what kind of concept the market needed, or they hired the wrong chef or general manager and it's a very painful, bitter experience for them. You absolutely have to love the business. The restaurant business is a business for people that love it, period, because it's hard. And you go through economic downturns, saturation, lack of staff. You better love it because it's a demanding, high-maintenance girlfriend. If you don't love it, it can be really, really rough. End quote. What a great piece of advice. I hope you all are enjoying this Timeless Advice series. If you have a chance, if you haven't done so yet, give us a rating. We would be so delighted if you took a moment, just pause this and rate this podcast. If you can throw a comment in there, even better. The more ratings and more comments we get, the more these algorithms push this podcast out to more people, plain and simple. So if you like this, it would help so much. Everybody kind of thinks, well, somebody else will do it. Just if you'll be the person that does it, we would be so appreciative. And well, thank you for listening. Hope you're enjoying this. We're going to keep trying to produce just short, timeless advice episodes interspersed with long-form interviews, and hope you're enjoying both these formats. We really do appreciate you listening, and stay tuned. More of these coming soon. See ya.